Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful episode of the silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you may be, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A reminder to include the Ummah in your du'as. Make du'a to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grants relief to the Ummah. Shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering. Maghfirah, forgiveness to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Throughout human history, throughout Islamic history, some of the most tragic downfalls have not come merely from external enemies, but from within as well, in the form of betrayal, treachery. And yes, it's true that betrayal stings deep. And the one who betrays, the one who is treacherous, in whichever setting, whether in the marketplace, whether it's a friend, or even a family member, it becomes difficult to trust that person again. Once they break your trust, once they betray you. So today we are going to be focusing on betrayal and treachery. Before that, let's remember the lovely hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. How about we make some good intentions? Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahul Kareem. Time is fast, life is short. It matters not how long you live, but how you live. So we have one shot, one chance to do the right thing. What is the right thing? To obey Almighty Allah, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Nourisher, to obey the beloved Master Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the last and final Prophet of Almighty Allah. How do we do this? By submitting to the will of Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the one to whom we are going to return to sooner than we realize. And so let's do ourselves a favor. On a daily basis, recite the glorious Quran, understand the Quran, implement the Quran Sharif. Recite throughout your day, dhikrullah, salawat, durud paak, istighfar. Make sincere tawbah every single day. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how far you have went off track, as long as you are still alive, you are breathing, the door of repentance is open. And every day, stay away from sins. Do your best. Be punctual with the salahs, fulfill rights of the people, do good, learn and practice the sunnah, learn a dua or something of deen for the day, and obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved master, the final prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, has said in the summary of a hadith that the person who recites 1,000 times salawat durude pak upon me will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Say subhanallah. So keep your tongue moist. These things, with inviting towards goodness, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's watch a lovely kalam. And we'll continue with this discussion about betrayal and treachery. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Kaaba dikha de maula, Kaaba dikha de maula, Mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak, Mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak, Tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak, Tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak, Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak,
Kaabe ki tajalli dil pe pade, Sab mail mere dil ke yudhule, काबे की तजल्ली दिल पे पड़े सब मैल मेरे दिल के युधुले सब मैल मेरे दिल के युधुले दिल नूर से तेरे जाए चमक दिल नूर से तेरे जाए चमक
अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक मुश्ताक नजर पूर्णम है पलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक करता हूँ नजर अशकों की चमक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक
वर्ग जगह भर का काबा मंजर भी सुहाना है इसका महवर्ग जहां भर का काबा मंजर भी सुहाना है इसका मंजर भी सुहाना है इसका
है इस पे फिदा सब इंसो मलक है इस पे फिदा सब इंसो मलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक मुश्ताक नजर पूर्णम है पलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक करता हूँ नजर अश्कों की चमक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक
मैं हज भी करूं उमरा भी करूं अल्लाह मदीने में ही मरूं मैं हज भी करूं उमरा भी करूं अल्लाह मदीने में ही मरूं अल्लाह मदीने में ही मरूं
मौला तू दिखा तैबा की सड़क मौला तू दिखा तैबा की सड़क अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक मुश्ताक नजर पूर्णम है पलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक करता हूँ नजर अश्कों की चमक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक
जब पहली नजर काबे पे पड़े दुख दर्द सभी दामन से जड़े जब पहली नजर काबे पे पड़े दुख दर्द सभी दामन से झड़े दुख दर्द सभी दामन से झड़े
और दिल से मिटे ऐसियां का तिलक और दिल से मिटे ऐसियां का तिलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक मुश्ताक नजर पूर्णम है पलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक करता हूँ नजर अश्कों की चमक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक
मुद्दत से कमाल अपनी है दुआ जब सामने रोजे के हूँ खड़ा मुद्दत से कमाल अपनी है दुआ जब सामने रोजे के हूँ खड़ा जब सामने रोजे के हूँ खड़ा दिख जाए मुझे आका की झलक दिख जाए मुझे आका की झलक
अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक मुश्ताक नजर पूर्णम है पलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक करता हूँ नजर अश्कों की चमक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक मुश्ताक नजर पूर्णम है पलक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक करता हूँ नजर अश्कों की चमक अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक
अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحان الله عز وجل, ما شاء الله عز وجل. I'm sure you enjoyed that lovely kalam. You can find these beautiful kalams by different reciters on YouTube by following our official page called Nath Production. Continue listening, reciting, get your offspring used to it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Betrayal, we find throughout human history. Betrayal we find even in the era of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who were the munafiqoon? The hypocrites. An entire surah, Suratul Munafiqoon, is present. Read it. Understand it, that these individuals, they dressed like Muslims, they recited the Kalima, the Quran, they performed Salah. They were pictures of piety, but there was no Iman, there was no faith in their hearts. And they plotted and they planned for the destruction of the Muslims in the time of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew who they were by name, by face, and the details. Every hypocrite till the day of judgment. And there was a time when he finally sent them out of the masjid. Get out of the masjid. Because they would sit there, plotting and planning to destroy Islam, to create fitna, mischief, corruption. And if we look at throughout Islamic history, the different khilafats that came, how much of betrayal had taken place. Keep this idiom, this saying in mind. Keep the saying in mind that betrayal does not come from the enemy. Betrayal does not come from the enemy. It would come from somebody. That's what betrayal is. They have broken your trust. You trusted them, a family or a friend. And they shattered that trust to pieces. They sided with your enemy. They plotted against you. Whilst in front of you, they were smiling. They were proclaiming to be on your side. And if you bring this down into the household, be very careful of this. The shaitan, he flares up these flames of treachery, of dishonesty, and betrayal. Take for example, a husband and wife, a couple. That relationship, part of its foundation is honesty and trust. And if that honesty and trust is taken away, watch what happens to that relationship. It will be broken, in many cases, never to be repaired. You trust your brother, your sister, you trust your spouse, you trust your parents, you trust your children with your life. You trust them. I've got your back. You've got my back. We are in it together. The storms of life, the difficult days, we're in it together. But if somebody, as they say, stabs you in the back, betrays you, then to trust that person again, for that person to prove their loyalty, their trustworthiness, will take them a very long time. And this is also in the form of lies, dishonesty, lies. Because a person who lies to you is, of course, dishonest. I trusted the person, but they lied to me. How can I trust them again? So lies, dishonesty, betrayal, treachery, which by the way, is it not prevalent in our communities? Once these things take place, accusations and suspicions will plague a person's mind. The prevalence of immorality and such evils, immodesty, blinds people from seeing evil as evil. Treachery, betrayal is one of them, one of those vices. Despite being a grave sin, a hallmark of hypocrisy, many people take it lightly. Treachery is normally understood to be associated with financial trust. I trust you with my money. Over the years, look, back in the days, they did not have banks, financial institutions, and many of the banks today, they are based on riba, interest, usury, which is completely forbidden. But back in the days, there were no real financial institutions. So if a person was traveling somewhere, whatever wealth they had, they would look for a trustworthy family member or friend and keep it with them. That would have been maybe the whole life savings. They would keep it with them in their trust. And who was the and who is the most trustworthy? Al-Amin As-Sadiq. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even before announcing his prophethood at the age of 40 years old, even before announcing it, the disbelievers used to bring their valuables and keep it in his care. They used to place it in his trust as an amana, a trust. Because they knew he's Al-Amin, he's As-Sadiq, he's the most honest, the most trustworthy. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching you and I, whatever it is, speak the truth. Whatever it is, don't break your promises. Whatever it is, do not betray, do not be treacherous, do not lie and be dishonest. He taught us. He taught Sahaba alayhim ridwan. And that's how they lived their lives. That's how the Ahlul Bayt Athar lived their lives. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, our master, our leader, he didn't betray Islam and submit to the evils of Yazid Palid, Yazid the dishonorable. He was loyal. Loyal to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Loyal to the Quran and Sunnah. I rather give my head, I rather sacrifice my life than to give my hand to a zalim and oppressor. So yours and mine's first and foremost loyalty is to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the teachings of Al-Quran, to the perfect lifestyle which is the Sunnah. Islam is a deen. Our loyalty is to Islam. Islam is not just a religion that you can put in the box with other religions. It is, it's a code of life inside the home and outside the home. Whether it's the prince or the pauper, whether it's the public or the government, Islam is for all stratas of society. That's the difference actually. There's no separation between the state and Islam. Islam has rules, regulations, laws, all types, financial, inheritance, what to eat, what not to eat, what to drink, what not to drink, penal codes, domestic issues. It covers everything from the top to the bottom, bottom to the top. And everybody, no matter their position, is subject to the Sharia, the Islamic secret law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He writes that treachery is not only committed in financial dealings, but also occurs in confidentiality, honor, and words of advice. Treachery is the opposite of trustworthiness. To discreetly violate somebody's right, somebody's haqq, is treachery. Whether that is a personal right, whether that is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huququllah, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huququr rasul, the right of Islam, or the right of another individual. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the glorious Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. O believers, do not be dishonest to Allah and the Messenger, nor purposefully be dishonest in your trusts. It's clear as day. Don't be dishonest. And treachery, betrayal, is to violate somebody's trust without the permission of Islam. If that man in front of you is smiling, is praising you, at the moment you are gone, you are absent, he's talking bad about you, he's backbiting, slandering, assassinating your character, Allah, what treachery is that? For a couple, husband and wife, you wear garments to each other, to cover each other, to console each other, to be the coolness of each other's eyes. It's a mutual thing. You are to be the comfort of each other. You are to conceal each other. Whatever defects, whatever shortcomings are there, we all have shortcomings. Come on. As a human being, as a human, it is human to err. But for you to go out there and relay those defects, those shortcomings of your spouse, even where the Sharia does not permit, even to your parents or to your friends, or to laugh about it, he's like this, she's like that, that's betrayal. Because those are private matters. That the first step is for the husband and wife to resolve without it reaching anybody else's ears. But first thing we want to go, maybe because of frustration, we try to justify it and give excuses. But the glorious Quran and blessed Ahadith, they condemn treachery of every type, betrayal of every type. It's a filthy, dirty vice. And so it's absolutely imperative and necessary for you and I as Muslims to stay away. Stay away from treachery, dishonesty, betrayal. It's no good. It's unhealthy. You will tarnish your image. Your reputation will be dragged through the mud. And you will lose your trustworthiness. It's mentioned, there's many ahadith, I will share a few, wherein the Prophet has stated that the one who has four defects is a complete hypocrite, munafiq. And the one who has one of these four, will possess the defect of hypocrisy until he abandons it. And one of them is that he betrays the trust given to him. You didn't give me any money to keep. You didn't give me any precious jewelry to keep. But I did. Don't you remember? Where's your proof? We didn't write it down. It was a verbal exchange. When you didn't write it down, there's no witnesses. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Even if it's between friends, write it down. Let you sign, they sign, let the witnesses sign as well. Because we're living in the day and age where trust is a very rare thing. Where you truly trust a person, I trust that person with my life. It's a rare thing. Then he will say, yeah, don't worry, I got you. Don't worry. But the moment you're gone, foolish fellow, naive fellow. So, be trustworthy. Yes, don't be naive and just trust anybody. That is foolishness. Another narration says, the one who is not trustworthy has no faith. And a believer can adopt every habit, but he cannot be a liar. He cannot be a liar or treacherous. The true believer, whatever it is, he won't betray you. I can lose my life. I can't betray. Do what you want. The narration says there are three such people who will not be questioned, and they will enter the hell fire without any reckoning. One of them is the woman whose husband is not present with her, and he fulfilled her worldly rights, yet she betrayed him. She committed treachery against him. One of them is the woman whose husband is not present with her, and he fulfilled her worldly rights, but she still betrayed him. Think about that. Should be kept in mind that it's necessary to refrain from concealing a treacherous person, somebody whom you know is a liar, who betrays people, who is treacherous. If you are asked about them, don't hide the person. You are hiding something that will create more problems later on. As the Prophet ﷺ has told us, whoever hides the treacherous one is just like him. What they say? Aiding and abetting. You helped the robber, the thief, in some way you helped, but whoever hides the treacherous is just like him. So don't be treacherous and don't hide the treacherous one. These are teachings of Islam. Because treachery and betrayal, it leads to lots of corruption, fitna. It leads to a breakdown of relationships. It leads to the removal of sukoon, tranquility. You will not find that harmony in the home if nobody trusts each other. How? Something goes missing, suspicions fall on this person and that person. Why? Because they're not trustworthy. We caught them lying many times. Whomsoever of you we appoint from you for a task and then proceeds to hide a needle or more, a needle or more than that from us is also guilty of treachery. He will bring forth, he will be brought forth on the day of judgment. So imagine Qiyamah. What kind of disgrace and humiliation that person will feel, will face. There is a treacherous person. But if it's me, I'm standing there in front of everybody, everybody's looking at me. Traitor. Being a traitor, a sellout where the Sharia does not permit, this huge humiliation on the day of judgment. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
It's very, very important, imperative to teach our children basic knowledge of Islam and the religion. And this will stand them in good stead throughout their life. Now, if you look at priorities today, unfortunately, people, they spend a lot of time ensuring that their child becomes a professional, a doctor maybe, or a different profession. And they exert a lot of energy, they pay for tuition fees, they take that child wherever he needs to go to ensure that he's in pole position to get a job in his field. Now, think about this. That person has mastered a science like maths, for example. Complex issues are discussed in science or in medicine, or to become a doctor, we know it's not easy. He's mastered all of this. But that very same person who is respectfully called doctor, doctor sahib, lawyer, solicitor, when it comes to performing wudu, he doesn't know the basics. Now ask yourself this question, on the Day of Judgment, his credentials as a doctor or a barrister or a lawyer or a solicitor won't come to help him. But if he did not learn the basic knowledge of Islam, if he did not learn how to perform wudu, which is the key to salah, and he did not know about the requirements of salah, the obligations of salah, the wajibat in salah, etc., he'll be in trouble. Now, the wise person is he who lives in the world. He learns the basics of the religion and more if possible, and he is free to also pursue other things which are jais in Sharia, become professional, become a doctor, for example. But we should not give priority to worldly knowledge and qualifications at the expense of dini knowledge. Otherwise, this will come back to haunt us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us to invest time in learning sacred knowledge and the basic knowledge of Islam at least.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm sure you learned something, and this is one of the great benefits of being part of this environment of Dawud Islam. Is you're always going to learn something of benefit, something to uplift and empower yourself, because self-empowerment must never ever stop. Be one who continuously learns. Be in a positive environment. If you have negative environments, so-called friends, eliminate them, cut them off. They're no good for you. They are no good for your character. Adopt the company of people that you can trust, people who always remind you of your duty as a Muslim, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for the grave and afterlife, And this is what Dawood Islami offers. Don't allow Shaytan, the cursed and rejected one, and his followers amongst the jinn and human, even on social media as well, to divert your attention and say, no, these people are like this and like that. Come and have a look for yourself. Have a look for yourself. See what it's all about. Dawood Islami offers daily self-introspection via our program called Nek A'mal, Pious Deeds, which you can download for free from App Store or Play Store. We encourage a daily dars, which means a lesson. For that you can, there is an abundance of material available. Go to dawoodislami.net. You can download hundreds and hundreds of books and booklets on diverse topics with their references as well. Every week, there's the weekly Sunnah Inspired Ijtima that takes place. The weekly booklet is released, a new one every single week, along with the audiobook. Every month we have the monthly Fizani Medina magazine. Brothers travel in the qafilas of Dawood-e-Islami in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to different areas and regions to learn the deen practically. Join, enroll in one of our classes and courses online via Fizan Online Academy, on-site, get in touch with our local Madani Markaz Islamic Center in your area. Madrasatul Madina is available. Jami'atul Madina is available for higher Islamic learning. Darul Madina Islamic Schooling System. And there's so many. There's like over 80 different departments. So don't just spend your money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend some time. Share your expertise. And join with your family, with your offspring, with your children as well. And the one regret you may have, said, why didn't I join sooner? Join today, don't delay. We are talking about betrayal and treachery. We mentioned a few narrations, thought-provoking narrations. And so what are the causes of betrayal, the causes of treachery? And of course, there could be several reasons behind a person falling prey to this vile act. Jealousy of the individual. It has become a habit now for the person to be dishonest, to lie, to betray. Influence of bad company. A lack in trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forming this habit of harming people. Fulfilling of the ego and the desires. How do I break this cycle? How do I remove this habit? Keep turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after your 5 daily salahs. Make dua. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you change yourself. To help you remove whatever bad habits are there, whatever sinful activities are there, even this habit of betraying, of being dishonest, of lying, of being treacherous. And we need positive, healthy influences. Dawood-e-Islami offers that. But you need to cut your losses. You need to eliminate those so-called friends that are just there for amusement, entertainment, jokes and laughter. They are no good for you. They'll just pull you down. People of before, their morals were high. Their modesty was high. Their etiquettes, their ethics were high. They had superb reputations. They were truly trustworthy. And as the generations go by, as the decades and centuries go by, what has happened to us? We need to build this character, this quality of being trustworthy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final prophet of Allah azza wa jalla, has said that there are three signs of a hypocrite. When he talks, he speaks a lie. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. When he is entrusted with something, he commits treachery. Meaning that these are acts of the munafiqun, the hypocrites. And so a Muslim must refrain from these things. When you speak whatever it is, speak the truth. When you make a promise, do your best to fulfill it. If you truly cannot, because of circumstances, apologize, try to make up. But don't break your promise. And when somebody entrusts you with something, make sure it's safe. Don't use it to enrich yourself. Treat it with more precautions as you would your own. What belongs to you. So we need to build this quality of trustworthiness and say no to betrayal, say no to treachery, to dishonesty, to lies, and breaking promises. Be the best version of yourself as a believer, as a Muslim. And Dawud Islam is there to help us, to keep reminding us, to keep empowering us with authentic Islamic knowledge. Until next time, if you think good, you will speak good, you will do good, and good things will happen, inshallah ta'ala. Keep safe and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.